This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. We're going to talk about China and headhunting here in a moment. Speaking of which, we'll go to Haiti and talk about them. Cartels using drone technology, emails, all that. So much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. So, amid all of our political arguing and speculating, and every day there's a new scandal, there's a new story, tonight it's Epstein, you know, passes the House, passes the Senate, Trump's already putting out public statements about it, so we're going to have the Epstein files. And every day there's something new. And when we see politicians in any party selling out our country, we get angry. And we oftentimes try to nail down why. What's the motivation? And we do that because we want to understand, and in part because we want to prevent it ever happening again. How could I elected this guy and he just screwed us over? Why? One thing that sucks, though, is we will never, for the most part, we will never understand the things that go on behind closed doors in this dark, shadowy spy world that exists all over the planet and has always existed. There's a story. It's not about us. It's about the UK. UK spy agency, that'd be MI5, warns MPs over Chinese headhunters. Essentially, that Chinese are posing as headhunters to recruit people inside of their government to be so think about how many people inside our own government, Republican and Democrat, have possibly fallen victim to schemes like this. Think about it. How many don't we know? How many times has legislation passed or failed because it's some foreign intelligence service, China, Russia? Maybe it's bribery, maybe it's blackmail. And if you're a Chinese headhunter, tell me you wouldn't knock on Cory Booker's door.
It is time, though, for new leadership. The other generations, X, millennials, Z, it's time for us to step up. The stage is waiting for us to lead, not just the party, but the nation right now.
Cory Booker would be your first call if you were a headhunter. Or it'd be him or Lindsey Graham. Think how many years Lindsey Graham has been in Washington, D.C. How many headhunters have knocked on the door of Lindsey Graham to get what they're looking for? Something to think about. It's kind of a frustrating question to bring up because we'll never know. We'll never know. I brought up, remember the Ken Buck thing? Remember when we did the Ken Buck thing, which I brought up? Ken Buck was this useless idiot congressman from Colorado. And under Joe Biden's presidency, of course, we know about many of the evil things done by the Cheka, the FBI. Ken Buck, when he had an opportunity to interrogate Christopher Wray, he didn't sound like someone who was on the left. He didn't sound like someone trying to be moderate. He sounded like somebody who had been blackmailed.
I want to thank you for leading an agency, as you mentioned in your opening statement, that protects Americans from foreign terrorists, that an agency that protects Americans from spies from China and Russia, and cybercrime and public corruption and organized crime and drug cartels and human traffickers and white-collar criminals. And I want to thank you and the FBI for protecting law-abiding Americans from the evil that exists all around us. And frankly, I am not in favor of defunding the FBI, nor am I in favor of splitting up the FBI, nor am I in favor of using the Holman rule for the FBI director.
We don't know what goes on in the darker, shadowy world, and that's always going to be frustrating for you, and it's always going to be frustrating for me. It drives us crazy. One thing I do know, headhunters are going to be seeking out Lindsey Graham and Cory Booker. They just always are. You know that'd be the first place you'd look. Chef Jesse, for Thanksgiving, you should tell Lob that you've decided to bring a healthy dish to your friend's house, maybe something like broccoli salad. That would surely make Lob happy. And then when no one eats the stupid broccoli or whatever healthy thing you decided to bring, you can tell Lob, see, nobody likes the stupid health food. This doesn't work on her. My father, man, I miss the old man. And I miss a lot of things about him, but one of the things I really miss is him going at it with Lob. They would argue over things just like this. Because my old man would never hold back at all. And we would have these big family dinners, Thanksgiving, something like that. And she does this all the time. She does it at neighborhood parties. She'll make some amazing baked, delicious, good of dessert. She's like the dessert queen. But then it's almost like she does it out of guilt or something, or just for herself. She'll bring a veggie tray and she'll chop up all this broccoli and green beans and all this other healthy stuff. And she'll bring it without shame into these parties. And this is a Texas party. It's chicken wings and pizzas and brisket. And you know, Chris knows exactly what's there. Everyone knows exactly what's there. And in comes Ob with some kind of delicious dessert and her veggie tray, and nobody touches it. And my dad used to mock her relentlessly for it without fail, even when she was getting mad. He went, "Wow, that was a big hit, Ob. I'm surprised the broccoli didn't go flying off the table right away." And she'd start yelling at him, and it was just the most entertaining thing in the world. No, for Thanksgiving, I've already worked it out. In fact, I owe a listener, because it was a listener suggestion, and I've already worked it out. Thanksgiving is going to be, because we have this local Thanksgiving we're doing with the neighborhood, Ob is going to, I'm sure, bring a veggie tray or something. We have to bring a veggie. But she's also going to make her homemade. She does this homemade berry cobbler. And the top of it is sugar cookie. So it's berry cobbler, but the top of it is really, really crunchy and yummy. And then she makes homemade vanilla ice cream with it. I will make myself physically sick on it. I've done so more times than I can count. So there's that. What, Chris? What? I'm bringing some in, buddy. Listen, okay, I'll tell you this. If there's any left, I'm bringing some in. But the woman by now has a bit of a reputation. The reputation is you eat whatever dessert Aubrey is bringing. The woman can friggin' bake. I think it's her obsessive, nerdy, detailed accountant nature. She knows she's an accountant, but so I think that's why she's so good at baking. She's if I were to ever make something, I'm just going to add more of whatever I like. Well, if this amount of sugar is what they call for, I should double it, right? And so I'll ruin everything. But she does it perfectly, and if it's not perfect, she'll adjust it till it's perfect the next time. She's developed a reputation for baked goods, for desserts. Brother, there's not going to be any cobbler left. I'm sorry. I can try, but there's not going to be any cobbler. Yes. Well, does she make the best banana bread? Guys, there's a chance she's listening. All right. Her banana bread is really, really good. I want to stress that it's really, really good. One of the best I have ever had. Recently, producer Corey's wife made some banana bread for us. That's the best banana bread I've ever eaten in my entire life. It's really, really good. Anyway, stop distracting me. We're getting. What are you doing? You just did that so I would get in trouble. If Ob hears this, she's going to be furious. Anyway. I am going to bring, courtesy of a listener suggestion, some sort of a stuffed jalapeno. Now, I don't know what I'm going to stuff in it yet. I know it's going to be cheese, maybe bacon or something. What, Chris? Sausage. I like a cheese and sausage. Here's my thing. I don't have to wrap it in bacon if I'm stuffing it full of cheese and sausage, right? I don't. How do I keep it in there? I don't know. Can I stuff something in the end of it or something? I have to wrap it in bacon. Here's my problem with bacon wrapped. It's hard to make sure everything's done right when the jalapeno, you know, everything may be cooked and done, but the bacon's not quite done, or the bacon is freaking black, which is gross, and then everything else isn't quite done yet. I've not had much success with the whole wrapping things in bacon thing. No, Chris, I think I'll pass on the Jewish person helping me out with the bacon. I don't even, that's against the law for you, isn't it? You're not allowed to handle it. I thought you weren't allowed to touch it. You can touch it. You have to just, what, go sacrifice a goat or something afterward? What? I'm asking. I don't know all the rules. You can touch it. Okay, Chris, you make the side. All right. I'll bring you some cobbler if you make the side. I'll get Relief Factor to throw in an extra pack for you for the pain, the back pain that I know you probably struggle with because you also have a toddler. Relief Factor is for the pain in your life. It's for the physical pain that holds you back from doing the things you love. You like to jog, you like to golf, you like to work, do you like to... What don't you do anymore because your body friggin' hurts? That's the thing Relief Factor is there to give you back. It's there to give you back part of your life you enjoy. Here's what you do. You go to ReliefFactor.com and try it. Try it for 3 weeks. It's a supplement, not a drug. It is drug-free. Take it every day for 3 weeks. I've seen neck pain disappear. You know how horrible friggin' neck pain is? You can't sleep. You wake up. You walk around looking around like Batman. Go to ReliefFactor.com and try it. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember when we talked about cannibalism in Haiti and we got that one whiny email or voicemail from the guy? Watch your words. They're beautiful people. I want to remind you that the leader currently in Haiti, his name is Barbecue, and it's not because he makes a mean pulled pork. I'll just put it to you that way. He's urging agents in the UN to work from home for their own safety. He's now putting out diplomatic messages. Barbecue is putting out diplomatic messages. Just a quick reminder that Dominican Republic, they're on the same island. It's the same island. The Dominican Republic, by all reports, is clean, safe. Wonderful. They have a nice border wall up between them and Haiti. Whenever they find Haitians in their country, they quickly throw them into vehicles and drive them directly back to Haiti. Culture matters a lot. They're all the same skin color, by the way. Culture matters. I take that back. There's a mix of skin colors in between Haiti, Dominican Republic, and just, but no skin color differences. Cultural differences, religious differences. One of them, a Catholic society. The other one, voodoo, demon-worshipping garbage. You do with that what you will. Speaking of religious matters, every now and then it pays to test things in your life, entities you trust. I don't know that I want to say people you trust, because if you love someone and trust them, I don't know that I want to say you need to test them. But it does pay to test institutions you trust. It does. You know, right now, we've talked about it before on the show, that Christians are being massacred in Nigeria. You know that. There's a split in the country. The North is Muslim. The South is Christian. There's a line through the middle. I actually believe it's called the midline. I'm pretty positive. The midline. And the Muslims are slaughtering all the Christians in the midline they can find. There are also some Christians up north. It's terrible. We have Christians being butchered en masse in Nigeria. Today, I'm not going to play it for you because the audio doesn't matter. Nicki Minaj. You know who Nicki Minaj is? I don't know. I'm not familiar with her music per se. She's a singer or a rapper. One of these... ghetto type singers. She got up and spoke
quite eloquently, I might point out, on behalf of the persecuted Christians in Nigeria. Good for her, by the way. Nikki, I doubt you're listening. If you are, well done. Proud of you. That's awesome. But let me ask you this simple question. Do you go to church? If the answer to that question is yes, has Nicki Minaj spoken out more about the martyrdom of Christians than your pastor?
In Nigeria, Christians are being targeted, driven from their homes, and killed. Churches have been burned. Families have been torn apart, and entire communities live in fear constantly, simply because of how they pray. Sadly, this problem is not only a growing problem in Nigeria.
It's not actually about her, although, again, I want to give her credit for raising awareness to the issue. What has your pastor said about it? Anything? Anything? I know, between avoiding the subject of gay marriage and lecturing you to turn the other cheek for 45 minutes on Sunday, he had a lot on his plate, but did your pastor say anything? Did your pastor say anything when Charlie Kirk was martyred? Anything at all. Even if it was a lame statement, did he say anything? Remember what I told you about COVID? How it was the great sorting for people in your life? Meaning, if you had a friend or family member who cast you out because you wouldn't wear a mask or get 90 booster shots or something, not saying you had to cut them off forever, but just to be clear, that's the person in your family who's going to turn you into the feds one day. That they will. That's the one. COVID showed you the one in your family circle or friend circle you can never, ever, ever trust, because they'll turn you into the state like that in a heartbeat. Well, we have in recent months had the assassination of a Christian martyr, 31-year-old young man, wife, two kids. And we have the mass slaughter of Christians in an African country known as Nigeria. If your pastor hasn't uttered a word about either of those things, it might be time to find a new church. You have to test things. You have to test institutions now and then, because there are clear tests about things. If you don't have the guts to bring up either of those things, how are you going to lead my family? How are you going to give me guidance in the Christian faith? Just a little heads up. Here's another little test. What did your cell phone company do and say after George Floyd died, when the Black Lives Matter savages were burning down American cities? What did your, and don't just go by memory. I would encourage you to go look it up. Go pick up your phone. Go get on your computer and look up Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. When communists were torching American cities, permanently destroying the police departments there, and ensuring that they become robbery and murder capitals, what did your cell phone company do with your money? That's a great test. My company passed. Flying colors. Pure talk. Pure talk. They're just out there being American, hiring Americans, and charging you less. What if I could get you one of their greatest plans for $29.95 a month for the rest of your life? The rest of your life. I didn't say a month. The rest of your life. This is the best deal I've ever seen from Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch now. Taxes and fees are not included, and some restrictions apply. See puretalk.com for details. Offer ends 12/7/25. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Let's do some emails. Jesse, I am weary to my bones watching the Trump administration play whack-a-mole with Antifa and leftist terrorists. We see no action against the funders of the Antifa terrorist network. Okay, first, What do you do when you find hornets or wasps in your backyard? What do you do when you find a wasp in your backyard? That's right, Chris. You get the spray, but what do you spray? Just the wasp? You have to go spray the nest. You can kill that wasp all day long, and you should. That's fine. Don't want it stinging you or the kiddos, but you have to go find the nest and spray the nest. There are always going to be legions and legions of communist street animals, because there are always people who are broken, broke, bored, drugged out, bad parents, bad life, people wandering out there just waiting for some terrible cause they can glob onto. There are always people like that in every society. In short, there's always communist malcontents you can recruit to go throw bricks at ICE agents. Those people are not hard to find. There's always some scumbag willing to do something like that. You know what there aren't a lot of? Rich people who will fund it. There just aren't. Now, don't get me wrong, the communists have plenty. There are plenty of George Soros types and those types. There's plenty of those. So you can struggle to take care of all of them because there's more than one, but you don't have to take down 10,000 people in order to take down the communist funding network that funds all the street animal activity in the United States of America. You just have to go to the people who actually write the checks, go to the wasp's nest, and eliminate it. Now, to your frustration that has not happened yet, let me explain this again, because we haven't had a talk like this in a while. I'm going to make this extremely simple, but it's not as simple, okay? Let's say I'm a communist scumbag who hates the United States of America. I'm George Soros. Everyone knows the name. He's just the most commonly known name, so I'll use the name. It's more his son now who's pretending to be straight, but you understand what I mean. George Soros. Now, I want two things. I want to burn down the United States of America, and I also want a return on my investment. How do I go about that? Well, I have to send money. It's going to require money. Any investment requires money in the beginning. So I will invest initially in something called, he has the Open Society Foundation, but I want to make this super easy to understand, the CRIS Network. The CRIS Network, you know what it is? It's a nonprofit, you see? It's not an overtly political network. It's a nonprofit. We're not here to make money. Now, granted, the CEO, Chris, of course, takes for himself a generous salary. But overall, it's a nonprofit. And I write this network $20 million a year. Okay, so the CRIS Network has $20 million a year. What I really want, remember, is to burn down the United States of America. How do I do this with the CRIS Network? Well, the CRIS Network, they need to get that $20 million from their hands into the hands of the communist street animals on the ground. Well, to do that, I may need even a couple more layers, but we don't want to add more layers to make it too confusing. The CRIS Network, you know what he does? CRIS starts four other nonprofits. He has communists who work for him, and they go start four other nonprofits. We'll call them 1, 2, 3, and 4. Number one, they deal with the complete lie that is climate change. The second one, they're the LGBTQ rage mobs. The third one, they're the fake civil rights movement. We'll call it Black Lives Matter. The fourth one, they're all about Subarus. These are the feminists. Okay? Now, let's talk about number two, the LGBTQ, whatever. Well, part of burning down America means I need to break America's children. So the number two charity, which again, I gave to a nonprofit, the nonprofit gives to someone else. The number two charity, they have
other networks they work with, existing ones and new ones, and what they're trying to do is get gay porn into your child's public library. They'll fund the unions. They'll fund political campaigns. They'll make sure the local mayor, the local school board has funding to run. Did you know they do that? Did you know the communists will fund school board members to get out just enough of a vote to ensure Aiden, Jaden, and Braden learn how to be gay in social studies? They spread this money to others, and then it gets spread to others. This is the most brief and, frankly, overly simplistic way I can explain the communist funding network is complicated, and it's difficult to break because of this. Let's go back to the original source, George Soros. He's worth billions and billions and billions of dollars. Money can buy you a lot of things in this life. As the Beatles taught us, it can't buy you love, but it most definitely can buy you better steaks, better cars, better houses, better airplane seats, better hotels, and better lawyers. Really, really good lawyers. And anyone who knows lawyers, I actually have one in my family, and I have my own. Anyone who knows lawyers will tell you there's probably not another example in life that proves this statement more correct. You get what you pay for. You ever talk to someone who had a public defender? A lot of those poor January Sixers didn't have any money. They had public defenders. Public defenders suck. They don't know what they're doing. You're going to jail, pal. Public defenders suck. Go find a $500, $1,000, $2,000 an hour lawyer. They're just better. That's why they command that kind of payment. That's why they work for the elite law firms. Well, when George Soros is sitting down figuring out how to burn down America from within and coming up with this, you know, the Chris Network and then the other networks that work with Chris, when he's coming up with all this, he's not trying to find himself in prison for the end of his life. He doesn't want to go to prison. He wants to stay in those resorts and keep eating that steak. So much of this is legal, and so much of this is cloaked in things. Really smart accountants set up these networks. Really smart lawyers set up these networks. It's going to be very, very difficult to take it apart, and it's going to take time. Now, let's be very generous. And let's say Pam Bondi has the ability to take apart these networks, which I'm not sure of. But let's be nice and say she does. She can't do it in this amount of time. Trump declared Antifa a domestic terrorist network, what was it, a month ago? I can't keep track of everything. A month ago? 2 months ago? I just told you about one billionaire. He's one of them. And a small example of how complicated this web of dark money is. Even the finest prosecutor on the planet, and I don't know who that is, could not take apart a network this complicated in a month. It's not possible. I don't want to be this guy that tells you, be patient, because it's all, the good things are going to happen in the end. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that good things are going to happen in the end. In the end, we will win. And then we'll take apart this network. I'm not telling you that, but I am telling you we're not going to see this yet. Not at all. Not tomorrow either. Not next month. We're just not going to see it yet. The best thing I can give you right now is a fantastic deal on some Cozy Earth sheets so you can sleep well every night while you wait for justice to come. Yeah, I know you go to bed thinking about how do we take apart this network, and I do too. But then as I'm crawling beneath the sheets, I'm like, gosh, these are almost like silky, but they're stretchy and I can breathe. I don't wake up sweating. Oh, these are my Cozy Earth sheets, and I go to sleep anyway. And then I wake up and the first thing that crosses my mind is, oh, these sheets are so comfortable. And then I'll slowly start getting stressed about taking apart the communist network. But Cozy Earth sheets are what you need now, and you can save a fortune because Black Friday is here. CozyEarth.com. Men, women, go stack up your Christmas list right now at CozyEarth.com and be super loved by everyone you give anything here. Get some Cozy Earth everywhere pants, fellas.
Ladies get the creamy stuff, the face creams. I don't know. Ob loves them. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We shall return tomorrow for Hump Day, and that's always a good time. Jesse at Jesse Kelly Show is the email account. Now, before I get to a couple other emails and cartel things, Mike Johnson, in the wake of the House and Senate passing the Epstein stuff, stepped up and he said this.
All right. Number five, national security concerns, okay? The discharge requires the Attorney General to release within 30 days, quote, classified information to the maximum extent possible. This ignores the principle that declassification should always rest and always has rested with the agency that originated the intelligence. Why? So that they can protect their critical sources and methods. It is incredibly dangerous to demand that officials or employees of the DOJ declassify materials that originated in other agencies, in intelligence agencies. All right?
Okay. I know that that is going to be all the rage tonight, tomorrow. I warned you yesterday. We did that long Epstein talk yesterday. Again, the whole first hour of yesterday's show, I prepped you for what was coming. I warned you that you were going to be disappointed. Look, we went over, we talked about a lot, but I knew you were going to be disappointed. I'm going to be disappointed. What we want is justice. We want evil people held to account, certainly evil people who abused underage girls. That's what I want, and that's what you want. And anyone who covered for them in the government, we want those people held to account too. That's what we want. We're going to be disappointed with these files. We're going to be highly suspicious of all the things that are considered irregularities to us in those files. The redactions are a big one. That's what Mike Johnson was just talking about there. There are going to be all kinds of pages and internet sleuths. Maybe you're one of these people. Internet sleuths are going to go through these pages and they're going to find this date and this email was from this guy and this financial. And there are going to be large chunks of it. It's not going to be a name here or a name there. There are going to be large chunks of it that are going to be blacked out. Are some of these reasons going to be legit? Of course. Protect the names of victims and things like that, of course. But is that going to be the case for all the stuff? I don't know. I doubt it. Our government, its long history, especially recent history, is one of covering up crimes, certainly covering up crimes for powerful people, and definitely covering up crimes committed by the various government agencies, FBI, CIA. The government does not have a great history of being forthcoming when its own agencies do horrible things. Do I need to remind you of the press conference after we drone striked 10 innocent people in Afghanistan? Do you remember that press conference? Do you remember how that went? Just again, I know you know it, but after that terrible bombing at Abbey Gate, our government drone strike, we sent a Reaper drone, and it vaporized 10 people, 6 of them children, all of them completely innocent. The United States government murdered 10 people, 6 of them children. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs called it a, quote, righteous strike. After that, the Pentagon said, well, don't worry, we're going to do an investigation in ourselves. Do you remember how that questioning went? Do you remember who got punished after that? Go ahead, Chris.
How does it strike you that no one is held accountable? Because I know how it strikes a lot of people around the world that you can get away with murder and nobody's punished for it.
I do understand that. We appreciate that not everybody's going to support this decision. What I can tell you is we looked at this thing very, very comprehensively. And again, we acknowledge that there were procedural breakdowns. Processes were not executed the way they should have been. But it doesn't necessarily indicate that that an individual or individuals have to be held to account for that. But look,
discipline inside the Pentagon at all? I mean, maybe there are no charges brought up, but is anyone demoted or disciplined for what happened that day?
What we are going to do, there's not going to be individual discipline as a result of this, Willie. But what we are going to do is learn from this, and we're going to enact and improve our procedures and our processes to try to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Nobody going to prison, nobody fired, no one demoted, nobody even getting so much as a stern lecture from the boss. That's after we murdered 10 people, six of them children. Do you honestly think the federal government is going to put forth an honest review of CIA involvement, FBI involvement? I don't. I warned you already. I think it's going to be a huge dud when we finally start getting whatever files we're going to start getting. I don't think there's going to be some grand prize. I think there's going to be a lot of redactions. But I will say this part. Trump's sudden insistence that we all shut up about these things, that obviously failed, and it was a tremendous political mistake on Trump's part. Tremendous. He tried to control something he couldn't control. It was a tremendous mistake. But there has to be a reason behind it. What if there is a name? What if we get one name and it's one we don't want? And I'm not speculating because I have no idea. I really genuinely don't. I haven't heard a name, and no, it's not going to be Trump. It's just not going to be. That would have already come out. What if it's a big name and we all go, oh, no. There has to be a reason Trump all of a sudden tried to stop it. Now, let's talk about you stopping a violent criminal. You know that they're out there. You read a new story every day. We talk about it all the time. Violent nut jobs are out there. What is your plan to stop him? Not calling the police, not screaming. What's your plan to physically stop that bad man from hurting you? Maybe, especially now that Christmas is coming up, maybe it's time to get the loved one in your life a Byrna, a compact launcher. Fits right in your pocket, right in your little purse, holster. It's the size of a smartphone, and it saves lives. And it's legal everywhere. All 50 states, no permit needed, no background check. SWAT teams carry them. Don't you think you should? Shoots these pepper balls or tear gas balls. No one's going to die, but really I care about you. You're not going to die. He's probably going to want to die. You're not going to die. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse, all right? Byrna.com/Jesse.
And now...
Here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
How cartels are adopting drone tactics from Ukraine. Yeah, they're attaching explosives to them and blowing people up. This is the only headline I wanted to read because I'm totally fascinated slash mortified with the coming drone warfare that's out there. Anyway, that's all.